They have been part of the Christmas soundtrack for generations. The Salvation Army is gearing up for their annual Red Kettle campaign. And joining us are Majors Diana and Michael Morales from the local Salvation Army. Thank you both for dropping by today. Well, we appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. How long has it been? When did the Red Kettle campaign? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but this has such an incredible history. I mean,
I can't remember the exact year that it started, but it did start in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
They had a huge need for some meals for the homeless community.
Mm-hmm.
And Captain McPhee, I do remember that name, he saw the need, and he just put out this huge big black kettle.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the actual soup kettles. And
okay.
Start asking for donations.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
Yep.
And it has grown,
yes,
as we mentioned. This is part and parcel to the Christmas shopping season. It's
yes.
not the season unless you hear the bell ringers outside of the stores.
Yeah. Yes.
And that tradition continues. How many storefronts are you in front of today, locally?
Well, starting on these... the 7th of this month will be at Hobby Lobby.
Okay.
Up
so
until...
that's the first one.
November, not this
month. Oh, yeah, November.
not this one, but we knew what you were talking
yes.
about. Yeah.
And then on the 15th, we have all four doors at Walmart.
Okay.
We don't stand at the garden doors,
mm-hmm.
but all the other doors will be. And then on Black Friday, we'll have Kroger's.
Okay. So it is right around the corner now.
Yes.
And I guess the big thing now is getting volunteers
yes.
to ring the bells,
yes.
right?
As I mentioned, we start November 7th. We go till Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are looking to fill all those spots. We don't ring on Sundays, but mm-hmm. we're looking to fill those kettle time slots with volunteers, preferably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with that, like to put out there again. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was going to say, how do folks sign up and what is expected of a bell ringing volunteer? I mean, what does that involve?
Well,
I mean, obviously,
just,
ringing the bell, that's the,
right.
the main thing. But.
And just greeting the people.
Right. Yeah.
Just, you know, we don't actually say, can you donate?
Right.
We just say, you know, Merry Christmas, happy shopping.
And folks aren't out there all day in most cases. I mean, you can if you
want
to.
Yes.
But,
yes. Our shifts are from 10 to 3 or 3 to 8. Or if you want to do all day, you have enough volunteers to do one every hour. You go from 10 to 8.
Yeah.
And that's 10 hours.
So, and folks can volunteer on whatever days they're free. It's not not saying you have to be committed from, you know, the very beginning to Christmas Eve.
Well, I'm not going to deny them if they want to be.
Exactly. You can if you want, but
yes.
you don't have to.
No, not at all.
How do folks sign up?
Okay. Once again, we started last year and it's continuing this year at the registertoring.com website.
Okay.
It's all spelled out, no spaces or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't created a login password, you just create one and then you can actually go in there and see what spaces are open.
Oh, okay.
Because if they're taken, they're taken off the website.
Okay.
So you can see what spaces, what stores are open, what times they're open,
mm-hmm.
and just fill it in. And as soon as you hit submit, I get the email saying,
yeah.
this person or this group signed up, and I dance in my office.
I was going to say, it's got to be a weight off of your shoulders, because
yes.
it does take quite a few volunteers to make this happen.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And it is very important for the work that you do at the Salvation Army. And I think that's the other part of this that we should really take some time to talk about, because we see the red kettles and we hear the bell ringers at Christmas time, but what does that all mean?
Well, the income there helps us with Christmas, of course, with the food, mm-hmm. the food boxes and all that stuff. But mm-hmm. what's left helps us sustain us throughout the year. It's our major fundraiser for the whole year. So,
mm-hmm. And talk a little bit about some of those things that you do, because I think that maybe some people don't realize just how many services and how many things that you do for and within the community.
Yeah. Well, of course, it's Christmas. That's the big thing this time of year with
yeah.
all the toys and the food boxes and all that. And we have mm-hmm. a pantry that's open 5 days a week for people who need, you know, just a little bit of food to get them through. And mm-hmm. now with the SNAP benefits, we don't know what's
right.
going on with that. So,
sure. Yeah.
The help we can get. We also do, we have gas assistance for gas utility. We do just other, most of the things we do are like random things that people come in and be like, I need help with this. Is there any way?
Yeah.
You know, kind of things.
You don't want to be in a position where you have to turn someone away.
Right, right.
And these are the things that the loose change, the dollars that people drop into the buckets will help provide year round.
Right, yes.
Because this is the big fundraiser.
Right, yeah, definitely.
And has been for a number of years. Yes. What do you have a goal in terms of how much you want to raise?
Yes, last year we hit our all-time goal for the Findlay Salvation Army of 100,000.
Wow.
We actually went a little over, so we're shooting for the 100,000 again. That sounds like a good round number and very attainable because we hit it last year.
Yeah, you know that it's attainable. And,
yes.
Again, those are dollars that can be put to good use throughout the entire year for, you know, literally hundreds, if not thousands, of people within the community. So, again, if folks want to sign up, they can do that now, right?
Yes. Yes, for the kettles. And if you are not computer savvy or you're having problems on the website, you just give me a call and I'll walk you through it, or I'll sign you up. You just tell me a day and time, and I'll say, okay, it's available.
You can do that manually if you still want to do that.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so terrific stuff. And again, the bells will be ringing beginning November the 7th.
Whatever that Friday is.
Okay, yeah, the 7th. You know, like we said, it's going to be here the holiday shopping season before you know it. I think we were like, mentioned last weekend, we were 9 or 10 weekends until Christmas, and half of those I've got already stuff going on. So, you know, time is running short. People are going to be starting to think about this sooner rather than later. And by the way, you mentioned all the stuff that you do with, you know, the Christmas toy collections and so on. Those trees are going to be out here before too long, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have them all anymore, so we don't have that one. But the ones will be out, both of the Walmarts will have one. So.
Okay. And if folks get the opportunity, you know, grab a tree or grab
a
ribbon off a tag off the tree, because there are some terrific kids that need help and so many things. It's just simple stuff.
Yeah.
We also started last year. The angel tags are also online with Walmart.
Oh, okay.
And that is now going on.
Terrific.
As we speak. It's called the Walmart.
Spark for Good.
Spark for Good.
Okay.
And, yep, you can start picking it out now, and they, I don't know if it's DoorDash or whatever, they're delivered to us.
Wow. That's awesome. Makes it so easy to give and to help out those in need. We have a link on our webpage for more information from the Salvation Army locally here. You can find out about all of the good work that they do and the way you can support it during this year's Red Kettle campaign. And, again, Majors Diana and Michael Morales with us this morning. Thanks very much for dropping by.